Tuesday night, Vahalacha.
Okay, we're continuing with Kibud Avayim. I see you didn't bring your kids with you like I recommended. Okay, tonight we're going to talk about the Chiyuv of Kibud Avayim to stand up for one's parents. Now, I would. It's not done enough. It's not done properly. It's not done. We should be mechanech our kids that they have to stand up when a parent enters a room. Technically, you can be meichel, and technically, maybe even one could work out that if it's not done, then there's like an automatic mechila. I'm talking about that it's not called a bring over an avera. So you know, you're meichel, and people are meichel, and once people are meichel, so it's the common custom to be meichel, and people are not makud, so they're meichel. So it's automatically considered that they're meichel, etc., etc. And perhaps that's even true. I would recommend that you shouldn't be mochel. I think it's very good chinuch that a child should stand up when a parent enters the room. It's good chinuch. And we should. It's good chinuch to stop being such good friends with our children and start being a little more parents to them instead of being their buddies. But that's a shmooze for another day. Now we'll go over some of the halachas of standing up for parents. It's only if it's... The chiyuv is when they're in the same rishus. If your child's in one room and sees a parent in another room, he does not have to get up. The chiyuv is when he enters the same rishus and the child sees him. I guess theoretically, if you have the same rishus and he doesn't see him, you know, it's like too far or he's blocked, he doesn't have to get up. The chiyuv to stand up is... A, in the same rishus, if a child is sitting in the lobby and sees the parent walk by in the front, or a child's in the Ezes Noshim and sees the parent here, or any case, no chiyuv to stand up. The chiyuv is only if the parent is in the same rishus from when the child sees the parent and the parent enters the rishus until the parent sits down or goes out of the room or reaches his or her destination, wherever they're going in that room. And as once they reach their destination, even if they don't sit down, they went into the room to look at a sefer. So once they reach the bookcase, and that's where they intended to go, they reach their destination, then that's when the chiyuv ceases. So the child has to stand up if the parent is in the same room, from when the child, in the same rishus, from when the child sees the parent until the parent either sits down, leaves the rishus, or reaches their destination. There are achrayim that are meikil if the parent starts, let's say, talking to someone and that conversation starts taking a long time. Like, you know, the parent gets caught up in something. That's cool, they reach their destination and the child can then sit down. That's also called reach destination. Once they spend a long time, you know, unusually long time, you know, not longer than normal at any particular point in that room. The chiyuv to stand up is melo komoso, not a gesture, but to stand up melo komoso. Again, it can be meichel, and it can be meichel to that degree, I guess. But I don't know if you should be meichel. It's good chinuch. Okay, if the child is home, and the parent's home, and they keep on interacting, the parent keeps walking into the room. Right? The minig Ashkenaz is to paskin, minig Ashkenaz is to go with the minig that in such a case, when they're both in the same general place, and is always walking in and out, so then the child only has to get up twice a day. Once in the morning and once at night. You don't have to keep bopping up and down like a jack in the box. Okay. What?
What's the minhag sfaradi?
I'm sorry?
What's the sfaradi minhag?
If they would do what they're supposed to do, they would up and down, up and down, up and down.